Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ah, the video game QuickTime event. What a wonderful and utterly horrible gaming trope you are. Hitting players without warning, these moments teach you to never, under any circumstances, put down the controller and, I don't know, enjoy cutscenes that are playing out in front of you, because death, it turns out, can come in many forms and at any times. As you can imagine, this can be quite stressful, so let's take a look at them today. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are the 8 most stressful QTEs in video game history. Number 8. Random dog attacks. Call of Duty franchise. Dogs, you've gotta love them. Man's best friend is truly a loyal companion, and video games have, in no short order, conveyed this bond between human and huggable best friend expertly well. Dogmeat from Fallout and the helpful hound from Fable 2 spring to mind, but amidst all of these doting Dobermans and lovable labs is an absolute shih tzu of a mutt that takes the form of an insta-kill QTE in the Call of Duty franchise. First popping up in Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, these attack dogs leap up onto the player, but instead of licking your face, their intent is to tear it clean off. This, as you can imagine, creates a very stressful moment in which the player has but a fraction of a second to press the button on screen and, old Yeller their way out of things. Making matters worse is the fact that these dogs can appear in the middle of a firefight, and with all the bullets clattering around the place, you might not hear their scampering paws bearing down on you. It never fails to be a shock when out of nowhere you're wrestled to the ground and treated like the world's biggest chew toy. Number 7. Stage 4 on Master Mode. Gitaru Man. To make my intentions perfectly clear, I absolutely adore Gitaru Man. It's a title in which you become a superhero who defeats enemies with music and kind of plays like a combination of the Flash game Line Rider and Guitar Hero. What is not to love about this? Oh, and it's also insanely difficult once you complete the game and unlock Master Mode, which adds in new sections for all of the songs and ramps up the button prompts to utterly rude levels. The gameplay is split into two major sections: a charge mode where you have to play guitar to build up your health, and battle mode where you need to attack the enemy's health and dodge their attacks. The true and blue heart attack experience of this begins when the dodging sections kick in, as on Master Mode, you're going to be slamming more buttons than even an octopus could handle, and Stage 4 is the absolute worst. The entire stage is set around the defense gimmick, meaning that you've got to just survive against this giant space shark that is looking to chomp on your ship. The problem is that the song in question is a drum and bass track, and so you're hit with a cascading flurry of attacks, and seeing as each miss takes off a huge chunk of your health, you're gonna have to be on rhythm and bloody on point. Surviving this will leave you a sweaty mess, especially the end section that will kill you in seconds if you mess up just one note. Number 6. The Barber. Shenmue 2. A moment so infamous, it systematically divided the fandom of Shenmue right down the middle, as if a razor-sharp switchblade had cleaved them in two. Now, some hold this aloft as one of the few examples of a QuickTime event done right, and others decry this as a moment that sent their blood pressure through the roof. Either way, in Shenmue 2, our lovable doltish hero is out looking for answers, because when is he not, and finds himself in the literal hot seat of a barber who claims that his quest for vengeance is one that needs to be tempered with patience. As he proceeds to tell you that calmness begets the peace of mind needed for the job at hand, you can feel something begin to shift in the atmosphere. Then suddenly, a QTE, you hammer the button and fail? What the hell's going on here? Well, it turns out that you need to listen to the barber rather than react, and resist your urge to hammer every prompt presented to you in order to show calmness in the face of danger. Only then will you succeed. Still, it's a horribly tense moment to sit through, and easily one of the most stressful QTEs ever made. Number 5. All of Dragon's Lair. Now, it might seem a little unfair to put an entire game on as a single entry for a list of stressful QTE moments, but I really want you to ask yourself one very important question. If you have played through the almighty and infinitely challenging Dragon's Lair arcade experience, just how much do you think that this game has shortened your life? I'd wager a fair amount. This game is basically one long QTE designed to hoover the coins from your wallet, and at every turn you're met with monsters and madness-inducing traps that demand that you make a choice right now, goddammit. And seeing as you've got little to no way to know which button presses will do what, you're likely to die over and over. In fact, many see this air quotes game as less of a test of skill and more one of memory, seeing as there is only one clear path to victory. As you can imagine, though, remembering about 40 to 50 correct decisions is anything but easy. Number 4. Krauser's Knife Fight, Resident Evil 4. If one was to list all of the potential, most stressful moments that you would never want to live through, I'd say that battling another person to death with only a knife would be at the tip top of that terrible pile. Therefore, is it any wonder that the knife battle with Krauser from Resident Evil 4 makes its way onto this list? Making matters even more stressful is that the entire experience is relayed to the player through QTEs, meaning that from start to finish, you're just one or two button presses away from an instant death. The game pulls no punches in this section. Even mixing up the combination should you get sliced and have to start over, making for an experience that is going to see your veins bulge as big as Krauser's mutated arm by the end of things. Now, the scene is wonderfully choreographed. It's a struggle for survival, with two men pulling off moves that even Crouching Tiger Hidden Dragon would eyeball with raised eyebrows. However, you're not going to see a jot of that juicy action when playing this, as you'll be laser focused on the center of the screen, just waiting to see what horrible prompt is going to try and kill you next. Number 3. Ms. Ruby Boss Battle, Sly Cooper Collection. Now, Sly Cooper might not be the immediate go-to for video game quick-time events, but trust me, there's an absolute doozy hiding in plain sight when it comes to the boss battle against Ms. Ruby in the original Sly Cooper video game. In this boss battle, Sly has to turn Ms. Ruby, a giant voodoo-loving alligator, into a handbag. But in order to do that, he has to get close to her, something that she makes incredibly difficult to do by teleporting deeper and deeper into the arena and firing QTE blasts at him as he dodges closer. Now, at this point, I'm sure a fair few of you might be raising an eyebrow as to why this section is on this list, as while Ms. Ruby does seem to spam these musical attacks at you a bloody lot, they're not exactly that hard to dodge. And this is completely true, unless you're playing the Sly Cooper Collection. You see, the HD package of the first three games commits the cardinal sins of messing up the timing in a music-related section, turning what was a cakewalk into something that requires you to hit buttons offbeat, which, lest we not forget, is pretty much what we're hardwired not to do. Thus, it's very possible to lose a ton of lives and the rest of your hair to stress when coming up against this boss. Cheers. Number 2. Baking a Cake, Parappa the Rapper. While Cooking Mama might have taught me that I can accomplish anything in the kitchen, Parappa the Rapper's Stage 4 told me in no uncertain terms you're an unwashed hog of a human with diagnosed idiot hands. This stage is utterly brutal, being the firm slap in the face of a wake-up call to players expecting this game about a cute 2D rapping dog to be fun and easy. More fool us, right? Well, this section sees Parappa trying to bake a cake while watching a cooking show on TV, yet thanks to the incredibly odd timing which changes nearly every line, you're going to burn more than your pride 9 times out of 10. It's so frustrating to see you match the symbols exactly as the game presents them, only to be met with an awful rap rating, and it might take you ages to realize that in order to beat this level, you're going to actively have to ignore the prompts. That's right, in a rapping game about perfect timing, this stage absolutely fucks it up, requiring you to rap almost a full second after the buttons tell you to. Stressful, right? And number one, The Skipping Rope, Final Fantasy IX. And so we end on a QuickTime event that, despite its focus on a childhood activity, teaches you one painful lesson. That playtime is most definitely over. Very early on in the game, VV happens across some kids playing jump rope and can watch them and just laugh and play away their day. He can also ask to join in, and while the player might assume that this will open up a nice relaxing way to kill some time, they've unwittingly engaged with a QTE section more stressful than the bloody lightning dodging challenge from Final Fantasy X. You see, by completing certain number of jumps, the young girl next to you will reward you with prizes, and seeing as these range from rare items and cards, as well as in the re-releases, a special achievement that can only be grabbed for hitting those sweep jumps 1,000 times, you're gonna wanna do it. But wait a minute, did I say that right? Yes, 1,000 times. Let that sink in. You cannot make a single mistake with any of the 1,000 button presses that you're about to make, and as the jump rope reaches such speeds that you'd think the kids handling it would propel themselves into space, mistakes are gonna be made a lot. Let that sweat flow, my friend. Let it flow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.